this tune so much. Bruno Mars and Cardi B. I'm a big Bruno Mars fan. You're a big Cardi B fan.
I am, yeah.
I'm not really that familiar with her work. She like the time with the kids.
To the senior.
Okay, she's quite new. All right.
She's funny. She does some funny videos.
Loving that tune so much. Right. Speaking of funny, we've got Make Your Dad Mad coming up a little bit later. Because we haven't had a dad on for a while, and this dad is going to kick off. But last week, we had a Make Your Mum Mad. And it involved one of the listeners driving about in his new car, and me and my grits and pieces, and spraying sporadically little bits of grit all over his car and chipping his paintwork, and Mum going tonto. Now, on the back of that, something amazing happened. They decided to actually name a gritter Grits and Pieces.
Yep, Scotland Transerve.
Yeah, so we got invited down to Scotland Transerve yesterday to do the photos, and we stuck them up on my Twitter at GBX Anthem, so we'll get them up on the George Bay official Facebook page if you haven't got Twitter. And it was just insane.
I know, I was so excited about it when I heard the news.
I couldn't believe that they'd heard this on the radio and decided, you know what, we should name one of the gritters Grits and Pieces, and genuinely did it. And not only that, you know how they got the plough bit at the front? One of the guys that worked there, his daughter, came up with the name George Plowy for the plough bit at the front, which was genius. I was gutted I didn't do that in the call. So Andy was the big boss down there, and here's what he had to say about how it came about.
We have a number of our gritters that are named, and it's an initiative we started with the local school children. So normally they come up with ideas to name the spreaders, but this particular one came through one of our staff, Ian Stewart, who's a regular listener to your show, and he came up with the idea.
Good on you, Ian. I don't think Andy had a clue who I was, right? But Ian was a big fan of the show, and here's what he had to say.
Well, George, what happened, I heard obviously your show last Friday, and it was too good to not do anything with it. So once I come in here, I had a meeting with my PR man and take it from there.
I love how they named the gritter, so I was wondering how that came about.
It's been about for a few years. What we do is we go into local schools and we show them a gritter, give them a wee bit of history of what we do, and then we allow them to name a gritter, and then we pick basically what is the best gritter.
Which sounds like a good idea, but as Andy the Big Boss pointed out, sometimes can lead to problems.
There's a few suggestions we've had that we've decided not to use.
I could imagine.
We thought they were maybe a bit inappropriate, but I have no particular favourite. I think it's just great to get the school kids involved.
No, Andy, you do have a favourite. What's your favourite name for a gritter?
Grits and Pieces.
There you go. Of course, you can track Grits and Pieces right now, can you, Cass?
I'm looking at the map. Mrs McGritter, she's in the M80, and yep. I've also got, who else? Gritty McVitter in the M74. Oh, and Grits and Pieces is sitting in the yard doing absolutely nothing.
Too proud to do any work. I'm a local celebrity. I'm not gritting the roads. But thank you so much, you guys at Transurf Scotland. We'll get the pictures up on George Bay official Facebook. Got some news for you in just a minute, and Make Your Dad Mad coming up. I'll tell you all about that soon, but right now here's Sorry from Justin Bieber. It's Clyde One. You gotta go and get angry at all of my